I wish I had a list of how many people in the food business want to be Paula Wolfert when they grow up. Paula is the consummate food authority. She's always going to the source. Research is her middle name. Now, all of the Mediterranean is her beat, and no one has brought its glories to life the way Paula does. Her recipes sing. Now, her latest book is ideal for right now. It's called The Slow Mediterranean Kitchen, Recipes for Passionate Cooks. Paula, good to have you back.
I'm delighted, and thank you for those very kind words.
Well, it's been a long time since we have talked, and you've
right.
been working with this whole idea of slow cooking.
Which is why it's taken me some time.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But what I'm thinking about is that, you know, right now we're in a world of fast cooking. Everybody's doing these flash sautés, and, you know, why are you being contrary, woman?
I'm not being contrary. I'm being true. I'm being true to the food of the Mediterranean. Mediterranean food is slow. And the reason it's slow is that the people, it's part of the old ways of life. You take your time and you get the food on the table, but you care about the food. You care about what you're doing. Now, that doesn't mean that you still can't go to work, feed the kids, clean the house, because slow does not require you to be in the kitchen. It just means you need to know you're going to eat tomorrow. I mean, you just have to prepare some things a day in advance, but it just benefits from slow. I mean, do you know what I mean by slow?
Well, why don't you explain it?
Well, there's slow braising, there's slow marinating, there's slow frying, slow grilling, slow mm-hmm. baking, but there's even the zen of slow, stale bread.
Well, can you give us some examples of the kinds of dishes? Like, for instance, I'm thinking about fish, because most people don't think about slow cooking fish.
I know, it does seem counterintuitive, doesn't it? But in fact, lots of Mediterranean dishes use the concept of slow-fried fish, fish slow-poached in olive oil, fish baked slowly in clay, sun-dried fish, even oven-steamed fish, fish marinated and preserved in olive oil. You can cook mussels the day before in a lot of wonderful aromatics and let it mellow overnight. There are so many ways that the Mediterraneans have found to cook fish for its optimum pleasure in the slow lane.
What about dishes for people who don't eat meat, vegetarian?
Well, I'm a great lover of vegetables, and I put together a little quartet of things that you could put on the holiday table. I love to have something like a potato and fennel gratin, where the fennel and the potatoes are sliced paper thin and left to cook very, very slowly in the oven in an earthenware pan so that they almost blend, meld. And then there's sort of a little cheese thing that's put on top.
Uh-huh.
Then there's leeks simmered in olive oil. And the leeks are cooked with a little bit of rice and carrots. But this is a Turkish dish, so it's served lukewarm. And it can be done the day before, and it's only better. There's a very interesting North African dish of artichokes and oranges, which is served cool. The artichokes are cooked first, then the juice of the orange is allowed to glaze in a fry pan with a little bit of sugar, and then the artichokes and the oranges are glazed in it so they shine, and then fresh mint is sort of put on top. It's a wonderful combination if you would just wait till tomorrow to eat it. And then there's glazed carrots and olives. This is a dish from the 19th century. You can do it in a crock pot if you want. You can do it in a very heavy pan. You cook the carrots in their own moisture with a little piece of parchment paper right over the carrots. They cook so slowly over such low heat that the moisture within the carrots cooks the carrots. That way, the carrots taste. You've never tasted carrots that have cooked in their own moisture. It is stereophonic carrots. Then you saute them a little bit in either butter or oil with few green olives and a little tiny bit of creme fraiche and herbs, and it's the most delicious vegetable dish. So you have a symphony on the table of leeks, artichokes, oranges, carrots, and a little green and white. It's a very pretty, pretty festive holiday platter of vegetables.
What would we have if we wanted meat? What would we have as part of the
Well,
meal?
I'm a big fan of my slow-roasted chicken stuffed with sausage and porcini. It's a dish from Bordeaux from one of my favorite chefs. His name is Ziradakis. And it's a roasted chicken that had been rubbed with duck fat, which really made it taste delicious. But you don't have to. If you don't have the duck fat in the house, don't worry. You can do it with a little butter or oil. Mm-hmm. And the sausage and porcini, or you can use dried porcini, of course, because that's what I used, filling you make the day before. So it has a chance to really blend. And then when you put that inside the chicken, it flavors the chicken beautifully. And I roast my chickens upside down. I find that the juices, when they run backwards, really keep the breast quite moist.
Oh, Paula, we're going to have a ball digging into this menu. Thank you. And have a great holiday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And you too.
Paula Wolfert is author of The Slow Mediterranean Kitchen. You can get her recipes for glazed carrots with green olives and leeks in olive oil on the website, splendidtable.org.